The Papua New Guinea and Australia government, through the PNG OS Partnership, supports the PNG Church Partnership Program, a partnership between the seven mainline churches of PNG and their Australian counterparts. The Church Partnership Program was established in 2004, and it is a story of 16 years of partnership in development work that continues to give meaning to the broader PNG-Australia relationship and long-standing institutional links. Australia recognizes that the Christian faith is the central to the PNG society, and the churches plays an important role in engaging communities and empowering people. Australia remains committed to supporting PNG churches to respond to the domestic threat of COVID-19, and we recognize that churches are providing critical outreach services and complementary support along the government of PNG's own efforts to maintain the outbreak of COVID-19. Through this enduring program, churches have collaborated on a range of initiatives to drive change and to strengthen service delivery, from adult literacy and restorative justice to disaster risk reduction. Significantly, the partners have worked together on the development of cross-denominational theologicals of gender and disaster risk to the reduction to guide churches teaching this subject. This afternoon, joining us online is Mary Tanakulu from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Papua New Guinea, and Mary is the Church Partnership Program Coordinator and has been instrumental in progressing with disability inclusive development in the Evangelical Lutheran Church. Mary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, knowing that you are a coordinator, Mary, tell us a bit about your work as the ELC PNG, and when did you join to be the CCP, and what is your role?
I started with the Church Partnership Program in 2011 as the coordinator with the Lutheran Church of Papua New Guinea. And I am based in Lae, mm-hmm. at the AMPO Ed Office, yep.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your role and being there for the 11 years.
All right, my role as the coordinator is responsible for the Church Partnership Program at EOCPNG. So what I do is I manage the Church Partnership Program office, and also I work with the church. Basically, EOCPNG have 17 districts across the 22 provinces of the country. So what we do is for the Church Partnership Program office here, we basically work with the church national programs like education, health, and women and youth. So basically my role is to manage the Church Partnership Program for the church, and also coordinate with the program with the wider scale with the other partners, other seven the CPP partners here.
All right, so tell us, what does working with a disability program in ELCPNG entails?
Okay, the disability program, the church, Evangelical Lutheran Church, have a program of disability. It started, the church council approved the program to start in 2009. I joined the CPP in 2011, and with the CPP, we started funding the program in 2010. So it's almost 11 years that the Church Partnership Program has been funding that disability. Basically, with the disability program for the church, what we do is we provide training to our volunteers and the people that work very close with the people with disabilities, or we provide trainings or to enable these people to help the persons living with disabilities. So we have a lot of different programs that we provide. So especially towards our ELC PNG community members, and also to our institutions like 3D education, and also with the health, with the staff there working in there. Like, we try to get help them to understand disability inclusive development work, so they are able to reach out to our people living with disabilities in our church communities.
All right, Mary, I understand you also do some work in the gender area. Can you tell us a bit about that?
With the gender, is what we do is in our church, we have the women's program. And the women's program, like they are like they provide training. Also with the gender, 47 churches, we like have a theology of gender equality, that the seven churches, our church leaders, they put that document together. So based on that document, like the United Church developed like resource materials. So it's called gender equality theology. So they develop those training materials, and like for us, like we send our people to train in that. So basically, like within the gender program, it's like we have a two-step gender training program for our church members, which we have piloted one in the congregation in our Western Islands province, and also in Southern Islands province. So what we do is first, like, we do gender sensitizing workshop with our participants, and once they're clear, then they go out into their congregations, and after like some couple of months, they come back to us, and then we call that gender equality theology. So with that training, like, it's basically to help our church members to understand what are their roles and responsibilities of both men and women in the community, mm-hmm. and how they can, where they come across issues of gender-based violence or abuses within the community, like, at least both men and women can respond to that. So basically, that's what we've been doing. So with the gender itself, it's like we try as much to integrate it with our other programs. So it's not like specific gender training, but we try as much as possible to include it with our education, health. So it's more like inclusive. We basically use this theology of gender equality as our foundation for our gender awareness and advocacy within the church.
All right, Mary. Australia's support to PNG cuts across all sectors, including churches, and the Australian government works with the government of Papua New Guinea through the Church Partnership Program. How is the Church Partnership Program able to support your work?
All right. Basically, what we do is like we... like the seven church partners, like the seven of us, the like Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, Baptist, PNG Baptist Union, Salvation Army, and Seventh-day Adventist. So these are the seven partners that what we do is like we receive annual grant from Government of Australia, and with that funding, like we use that funding to support the church's programs in health, education, and other activities. For us, with ELC PNG, like our office at ELC PNG is basically both the operational and the program costs are fully funded from the DFAT funding. So for us, as a coordinator working at this program, the staff that we're working here, like, we basically benefit, direct benefit as like employment opportunity regarding this program.
All right. So I've been working with the partnership program for over 11 years. What has been some of your highlights of your work?
Personally, I feel that with the PNG Church Partnership program, it's like the highlight of it is leading the CPP at Yale CPNG, ensuring that the health, education, and community development institutions and communities of Yale CPNG in Papua New Guinea do benefit from the DFAT funds. So, like for myself sitting here being the coordinator, it's like a reflect like that responsibility that I have regarding that government of Australia funding to the church. So, what I do is I try my best to make sure that the funding is used wisely, and also like it is reflected in the type of benefit that people are actually receiving out in the community. So, yeah. So my like for instance, like with the programs, especially with adult literacy, like you actually after a person is able to read and write, and like for instance, like for myself, like when I go in, like they are really happy. And like they said, oh, we are happy with the CPP and what CPP has done for us. Or like actually when you see the smiling face of a woman like reading a Bible, or and then you just see that smiling, like it kind of gives you that, you kind of feel that what you are doing, it's really, really good. And like it's kind of a motivation that makes you want to do more. And receiving to have that support from the government of Australia for the churches, like it kind of really helped the churches to, because the churches are here for the, like, for the people, and for the church to provide that, like support, like at least have somebody to, like read and write, or like you see the community health workers out there actually, going out into the communities and delivering the health services, where sometimes the government services are not there, but for the churches there, like it kind of like seeing the people like happy and also happy for what the church is doing for them, like without the people knowing where the funding coming in. But when you see the actual reflection of people being happy about education services or health, or even like youth empowerment trainings, or even like disability, you know, the church workers going out there and like delivering those services, and you see how people like smile, or people are happy and they feel that they've they're actually receiving some services. It's always a moment of you kind of feel that you've done something.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. And Mary, finally, before we end the conversation, is there any last remarks that you would like to say?
Yeah. As I said, like this, like the program, like PNG Church Partnership Program itself, like for myself personally, I feel that it's kind of a very great program to have in Papua New Guinea. Like it enables the seven churches to work collaboratively with each other, and also with their seven Australian church development agencies doing social and community development work that enriches and benefits many church institutions and communities in Papua New Guinea. For the government of Australia to recognize seven PNG churches as an equal development partner to government of Papua New Guinea is a blessing to the people of Papua New Guinea. Also, like, for the people of Australia, it's like, you know, their contribution, their tax paid to the government of Australia, it's like directly like it benefits the people of Papua New Guinea. So also like it's also a blessing for them, because like understanding like within our Christian like belief, it's like when you bless someone, you are also receiving that blessing. So like this program in itself, like it's kind of a direct benefit both to the people of Papua New Guinea and also to the people of Australia. So to be the end, like for myself, like to be the end that manages and delivers this blessing to the people and communities in PNG, it is indeed a satisfaction of my work as the ELC PNG CPP coordinator. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Mary. And Mary, finally, the International Women's Day will be celebrated throughout the globe or globally next week. What would be your message to the women out there, hardworking women out there?
Basically, it's like to believe in yourself and to see yourself as an equal development partner to your male counterparts, because like for us women, like especially for myself working at EOCPNG Church Partnership Program. Like, I am like just leading a team of really hardworking both men and women. So, like, my message is, like, basically to believe in yourself and also to acknowledge the contributions that has been given from your team of staff or, like, people who are behind in the background, because it kind of goes in both ways. Like, for a woman to be happy, like, you need the support of others, both male and female. And also, like, for a man to be happy, like, the man is there, but there is a women at the background, so it kind of works the same way. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary, and thank you so much for coming on National Radio this afternoon to share the Church Partnership Program with us on NBC. Thank you so much, and you have a good afternoon now.
Same to you, Irene. Thank you very much.
And as you have heard, Mary Tankulu of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Papua New Guinea, working with the Church Partnership Program under the Australia Partnership Program with PNG, and where they get funding every year. And Mary is one of the coordinators based in Leh, Morobe Province.